Vâng.
The program, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about them, head over to freestateproject.org. It's the second American revolution. That's freestateproject.org. As we go right into the phone calls here, again, you can bring up anything. Jarvis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hey, Jarvis.
Hey, guys. You guys were talking about the Philadelphia rally for Ron Paul.
Right. A huge estimated attendance, 5,000 people. It was over the weekend, right? So was it Sunday?
Yeah, it was Saturday, and it was in just the perfect spot. Across the street, one direction was the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street, the other direction was the Constitution Center.
Mm.
Just perfect location, and actually catty corner the other way was the Philadelphia branch of the U.S. Mint, and Ron Paul mentioned that when he gets back the hard money, they can mint the coins for it.
Interesting. So, what are some observations of the event?
Yeah, there were a few things. He mentioned all the different kinds of people he had: the Republicans, Democrats, Independents. I actually was expecting him to say libertarian. Your report said that he did, and he didn't. When he got to where I thought he was going to say libertarian, he said anarchist. So I actually checked that one.
How awesome is it? I mean, just the idea that there's a national presidential candidate who's actually thanking the anarchists in public for attending his event. I mean, how cool!
Yeah, and I was thinking that that's sort of one part of what I think is really cool about his campaign is he's embracing a lot of different kinds of what are normally fringe people. Like, he embraces kind of the conspiracy theorist, 9/11 truther types, but he does it in a way that doesn't alienate the non-parts of that group. Like, when you're kind of appealing to them during his speech, he mentioned that he was going to audit Fort Knox and see what was really there and open up the government and so that all the truth... would be made bare, there wouldn't be any more secrets from the government, which appeals to everybody, not just the conspiracy theorists.
Well, everybody except the neocons. I mean, they want secrets, but yes, most people, your average American, likes the idea of transparency in government, sure.
Right. And the other aspect of the article that I wanted to vouch for was just the wide array of just people. I mean, there was whites, blacks, Mexicans. I mean, there's all different kinds of races. Men and women. I mean, a lot of people have said it's all white men. There were tons of women there. I don't know what people were talking about.
Hmm.
And also, people really made a trip for it. Like, I was talking to one group of people that came from West Virginia, made the trip from West Virginia to show up at this rally. It was just amazing.
It's a good trip. That's what the new tact is by the media, is to pigeonhole Ron Paul's supporters into what, while they're all a bunch of middle-aged white men. They're trying everything they possibly can.
And so most people at a political rally aren't middle-aged white men.
So they're desperate, They don't know what else to do. They can't make fun of him because he doesn't have money, because he's got money. They can't really make fun of him because he's not getting attention or website hits. He certainly dominates the internet. I mean, they're running out of things.
Shining too much light on his issues is dangerous.
Yeah. They're just running out of ideas.
Yep. And he's gaining, I think, because of things like this, he's getting some more regular media attention. My wife pointed out to me in the Sunday New York Times, there was an article about the Philadelphia rally. So, and not, it wasn't a hit piece, but it wasn't super glowing either. But it was, good exposure, I thought, for him. So the more he does these kinds of things and the more people show up, I think he's going to get the regular attention.
Right. At the end of the news articles have to be fair. Otherwise, people aren't going to take them seriously anyway.
Right.
Very good. Jarvis, any other thoughts?
That's about it. Thanks
for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And, the Ron Paul machine continues to roll on and convert more people, garner more support, more internet contributions day after day, cracking $8 million today in this quarter. Just an amazing, it's an amazing phenomenon and something for liberty lovers around the world to really perk up and pay attention to. It's just fantastic.
And speaking of media articles being fair. Even the unfair ones, I think it makes people ask questions. So,
oh, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right. You don't see Duncan Hunter getting any hit pieces.
Yeah, right.
Mike Huckabee isn't getting any hit pieces.
I'll take it. Please, write a hit piece about Free Talk Live. Go right ahead. I'd love that. Anyway, here's some other news for you. Easy Pass. Most states have these now, don't they?
Yeah, or Sun Pass or something.
Yeah, they put usually some version of the Easy Pass where if you're someone...
Some kind of Big Brother tracking device that you can take to go through the tolls.
Actually, this isn't about tracking necessarily, this story.
It may or may not be.
It's just about how you're getting ripped off, possibly.
Okay.
And again, it's the government, so if you've got a problem, well, there's not really much in the way of customer service. But the idea, if you're not someone who drives a lot, you might not know about this, but if you drive a lot and you go on certain stretches of highway, you will find toll roads, and they've converted portions of the toll facilities to this Easy Pass thing.
The easy portion to get through.
Where you get a transponder, and you put it on your car, and then when you drive underneath this little mechanism, it reads it with a radio frequency signal or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and it identifies you and your car. And essentially, you've got an account with them, and it deducts. You prepay into the account, and then it deducts whatever the fee is. 75 cents, whatever the toll is. And in some cases, you can get a discount on the toll if you get the Easy Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it deducts the fee, and you drive through, and it's fast, and it's a nice, cool kind of technology, at least for the world of tolls. Tolls, I think, are still a bad idea, but at least it makes it less burdensome to pay them. Or does it? It may seem to make it less burdensome, but it might actually make it so you're paying more. According to the Red Tape Chronicles at MSNBC, millions of drivers around the country use Easy Pass and other electronic toll collection systems to speed them on their daily lives. But consumers are discovering there's a price to be paid for the convenience. Loss of privacy, haggling between state systems, accidental fines, and now add to that, the orphan exit. Heard about this yet?
Exit. No.
You probably know you should read your bills carefully every month, looking for signs of fraud or overcharging by retailers. But if you're like most people, you probably don't do it anyway. Fortunately, Pennsylvania driver Kathy Suntato is that special consumer who keeps her magnifying glass nearby when scanning her bills. And we were talking about some consumer issues, and thank goodness for people like Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Once each week, Suntato gets on the Pennsylvania Turnpike at Philadelphia and gets off at Willow Grove, about 20 miles up the road. Under the Turnpike's toll scheme, that should cost her 75 cents. But 7 times in recent weeks, Suntato was charged $5 instead.
Ooh.
The reason? Orphan exits. Never heard of them? Well, if you drive on a highway that collects tolls electronically, you better get to know them. Suntato, like millions of drivers around the country, keeps her Easy Pass box with a radio-enabled computer chip attached to her windshield. Every time she enters or exits the highway, a Pennsylvania Turnpike Authority computer makes note of it and deducts the toll from a prepaid account that's replenished by charges against her credit card. Privacy advocates have long warned of the dangers of a system that knows where drivers are coming and going, but consumers have embraced the Easy Pass system because it lets them speed past traffic jams at toll plazas. In some states, including New Jersey, Easy Pass users even get a discount. But Suntato isn't getting a discount. In fact, she's paying extra. Toll fees on the Pennsylvania Turnpike are based on distance, in that the farther you drive, the more you pay. But what happens when the system doesn't know how far you drove because the computers don't know where you entered the highway?
They charge you the max.
In Pennsylvania, you pay the $5 orphan exit charge. Tom Kohick, the customer service representative with the Turnpike Authority, says, "We modeled it after the ticket system, where if you lose a ticket, you pay the full fare. Full fare on the nearly 500-mile highway is more than $20, so the agency figures it's being fair by charging only $5. Suntato,
why do they think that's fair? In this case, they lost the ticket, so they should give you the ride for free.
Well, it could just simply be a technical difficulty, but yes, it is their fault.
But it's their gizmo, not my gizmo. I bought their gizmo with the idea of making my life easier.
Yeah. Well, Suntato isn't so sure about the fairness. 7 times in recent weeks, her car was not registered entering the highway, but was recorded as it left. The mistake has occurred at the same highway entrance every time, with both of her cars and 2 different Easy Pass gadgets. She says this is another way Easy Pass is ripping off consumers. They make more money when they don't read the tag. It seems clear to me they have equipment problems and aren't correcting them because, hey, it's easier and more profitable to just charge $5. And who's really paying attention? More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas, November 12, 2007, gold 807, ounce gold coins can be purchased for $831.50, $409.80 for half, $204.90 for quarter, that's $831.50, $409.80 and $204.90. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live presenter Ryan. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with two brand new Shriners. Go and take a look at, I believe, Kathy and Megan. Just added over the weekend. You can see them at shrine.freetalklive.com. It's the ladies that have proven that they listen to the show at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain cost. They're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
So we're talking about government roads, and this has always been a bone of contention on Free Talk Live, the concept of, well, should the government run the roads, or should we turn it over to the marketplace? That's not really what we're looking at on this particular episode. We're talking about EasyPass, which is kind of an amalgamation between government and some corporation, right? Because mm-hmm. It's not government that's manufacturing the EasyPass devices.
No.
It's some private company that's behind it. But who's in charge of maintaining the EasyPass system? Is it government bureaucrats or is it the EasyPass people too? Either way, it doesn't matter because
I suspect it's bureaucrats.
I don't know. I'm not going to go out on a limb there, but it doesn't matter who's in charge of maintaining it because it's still an agreement between government and some private company. Either way, it's that sort of, you know, fascism that we have in this country where government works hand in hand with corporations to screw us. And what we found out here is that the EasyPass system has a neat little feature that if your car doesn't get registered coming in, when you pass through the tolling location, mm-hmm. Whatever happens, there's a failure and it doesn't notice you going onto the highway, then when you leave and it notices you leaving the highway, you get charged for an orphan exit, as they call it, and you get the full amount charged to your bill.
Right. In this lady's case, $5 instead of 75 cents.
Exactly. And she points out that most people aren't aware of this because, and here's an interesting point, according to this, a 52-year-old woman from Yardley, Pennsylvania, says that most consumers never receive paper statements from the EasyPass system because they cost extra.
Oh.
Drivers must look online to see the tolls they're paying. So if you don't have internet, then I don't know exactly how you would ever find this out.
They don't want you finding it out.
Right. And it's not like, you know, it's not like the toll plazas are unprofitable. I mean, they must rake it in at those toll plazas. So
they paid for their little roads long time ago.
Right. The roads have been paid for. Now they're just raking in cash. So it's not like they can't afford to send out itemized bills. They just aren't. But I'm sure they claim it's to save the trees or whatever. But in reality, it's to cover up these orphan exit charges. She says drivers must look online to see the tolls they're paying. And as we've already said, few consumers are likely to take the time to study every toll charge and spot the problem. Sentado said, what about all the people who are trusting them to do their job correctly and are being ripped off? COEC and Turnpike Authority spokesbureaucrat Bill Capone say orphan exiting is not a revenue-producing trick. In fact, they note the computers also register orphan entrance. The system knows when the car got on, but not when it got off. Those people apparently get to drive for free. Sweet deal. There are plenty of possible reasons for the errors, he said, among them low batteries in the EasyPass car gadget, drivers who wave the device in front of their windshield rather than leave them on the windshield in the car, and of course the occasional system glitch. Orphans are rare, but perhaps not as rare as you'd think. Well, if it's true that if the system sees you get on but not get off, then what happens if you block that, you know, 75% of the time? Then you pretty much aren't paying anything, right? What if you just don't let the system see your little transponder when
you're
leaving?
Yeah, put it in a lead box.
Right.
Hopefully they would have a trick for that.
He claims that orphans are rare, but perhaps not as rare as you might think. He said about 1% of total transactions are orphans, but system-wide they tend to balance each other out. That's no help if you're on the wrong side of the equation, like Ms. Sentado, who might now be the state's biggest advocate of watching EasyPass tolls carefully. But are the problems enough to make her revert to the old cash system? That's just not practical, she says, because now there are so few human cash toll takers on the job that toll booth traffic jams are even worse. So because of the EasyPass, the people that are backed up at the existing human staff traffic booths, it's twice as long to get through there. She says it would cost me at least a half an hour every time. Ultimately, Sentada was out only about $35, which the state is now refunding, but not before she was told to fill out a state form seven times, once for each overcharge. To help finding the form, she had to call the state's customer service agency during regular business hours, since the office is closed on nights and weekends. Those hassles make it likely most drivers end up just paying the full amount, Sentado figures, leading to a phantom toll increase. So that's how they're screwing you on the Easy Pass. Just kind of an interesting little technical aside.
You get, because...
Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Of course, these are government roads, government toll plazas, and it certainly makes sense that they don't have an incentive to fix this problem. I mean, after all, there's nowhere else you could really go, right? You can't really go and ride on any other roads. But somebody might say, well, Ian, you know, you advocate market roads, you advocate getting the roads out of the government's hands. If this is the same road run by some private entity, you still don't have another road to go to. In which case, I would say, well, that may or may not be the case. There usually is some other way to get somewhere. But I think in the marketplace, if we had a true free market in roads, we'd have a bunch of different road owners, and there would be a lot more competition than we see today. We don't really see competition today, though there are some examples where you can see a privately run road nearby a government-run road. People can drive faster on it and that sort of thing.
Well, I can tell you one thing. One thing's for sure. Even if, if there was this world of private roads, which I wonder the feasibility of it. But if there was this world of private roads, and you had to pay tolls at every booth, and there was no other system for it, no advertising to augment the costs and that kind of thing, you would still pay less just with just toll roads. Because the government, whenever they spend money on anything, they spend way, way, way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a multiple of what they should be spending.
Right. And what is a road? Laying down some tar and blacktop? I mean,
I don't want to minimize it. Certainly if I wanted to put a road on my property, it would cost me a lot of money to do so. But it would cost me less than it costs the government, I guarantee.
All right, because you can shop around and you care about price point, whereas the government, they could give a flip. So I think that what you'd end up seeing is more innovation in the ways to pay for roads.
Mm-hmm.
I think that tolls are sort of an outmoded government version of how to pay for a road. And, of course, as you pointed out, they've already paid for the road. Now they're just collecting your money because they can. In fact, I loved it when we were driving here to New Hampshire, when we were coming up from Florida and going through New York. One of the toll attendants actually alluded to this being highway robbery. And we just sort of chuckled, like, ha, ha, yeah. Right.
That was going, there was a toll going through Manhattan. Are you telling me that Manhattan, one of the oldest cities in America, hasn't paid for its roads yet? And this was a really expensive toll.
Yeah. So I think what you'd see in the marketplace is more innovation. I think a lot of roads would be advertiser-sponsored. I mean, what a great way to get people to use your road. If one road's a toll road and one road's advertiser-sponsored, who's going to drive on the toll road? I'm going to drive, and I'm going to see billboards, and that's how I'm going to pay for the road, just like how you...
Take the Google Expressway.
Just like this radio show. You listen to the advertisement, that's how you pay for Free Talk Live. We'll do the same thing with roads. More on the way. Google Expressway. That's cool. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's a lot of stuff. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all. pbs.freetalklive.com. It's free. pbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com.
800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Justin in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. Hey. I have a few things to say, so I'll try and cover this hot and fast.
All right.
First thing is the Canadians, a lot of them are calling nowadays. I was wondering if there's any of you out there that know of a Canadian political show like this, because I am...
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Branded.
Is Free Talk Live a political show? I disagree with that assertion.
Well,
disagree with
keep
that.
Us in the loop when something important happens.
Political
and
shows do not talk about furries. Just
yeah, that was quite a call, guys. That
and,
was
and, sure. And, you know, we try to cover issues rather than politicians. Yeah. I mean, you don't hear us talking about both sides, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul's the exception, not the rule on Free Talk.
And I'm sure you'd like to see Ron Paul elected here in the United States, too.
Yeah, I even donated, you know, that's how important it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not illegal for a Canadian to donate. It's just illegal for someone to take his donation.
Is that so?
Right?
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, he's out of their jurisdiction, right? They can't do anything to him.
Anyways, so the first thing is I recently found this great market that's like a grocery store, and it's privately owned. There's like seven in my province, and they're all like organic. Mm-hmm. And it's great because they actually have an in-house nutritionist, and I just thought it was great because they're trying to compete with the big guys, and they're doing very well. So.
What's the name of the store?
Choices Market, and they even have this little newsletter, and it's made out of recycled paper and all this, and great people.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
Quite a joy. I was wondering about extradition. What do you see happening in the perfect market if someone were to murder a bunch of people and then run to Mexico?
That's an interesting point. Okay. Well, in the marketplace, then we would have protection services provided by independent groups, agencies, private agencies, that sort of thing, not government. So essentially, the insurers or whoever's protecting would have an interest in ensuring that that person doesn't come around and kill any more of their clients. So they would be the ones that would be likely to do whatever investigation was required. Of course, there's always the possibility that the victim's families and friends would be able to also hire on. If he didn't have any insurance, they could possibly, you know, hire somebody to do that sort of job. And essentially, you could have a bounty hunter situation. You know, a lot of criminals that are on the run today are caught by bounty hunters, not by the actual police. So
yeah.
I think that you would just simply have that same situation just existing in more of a market-based paradigm. But that's just how I envision it. And, of course, it's impossible for me to sit here and predict how the market will operate because it's the people in search of profits that will come up with the innovations that would make a difference. And, of course, a bounty hunter isn't bound by especially in a free marketplace, there aren't any government rules that would bind him. What would bind him would be sort of, you know, the industry standards, whatever those would be. There would be certain things that they would be expected to adhere to and that would be probably set by industry groups. It's sort of in the same way that standards are set, like, I don't know, the VHS tape versus Betamax. I mean, that's really generalizing the concept. But there's no prohibition against necessarily doing things that the police can't do. If you're a bounty hunter, you can do more than the police can. You know, they don't have to follow the same set of rules. But at the same time, they'd have to be careful. So, you know, if you were a suspect, he couldn't just break into your home and gather evidence because then he would be committing a crime and he would be subject to investigation. So it's not like they could just go and do a whole lot of damage on, you know, be on the war path on the way to abducting a suspect. They'd still have to be careful and they'd still have to be judicious about what they did. Or their reputation as a decent individual would be ruined as well. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, for the most part.
Any other thoughts?
That's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. 800-259-9231. By the way, to answer his first question, we didn't really answer it. I don't think there are any other shows like Free Talk Live. At least not on the radio. Certainly there are some people with some very liberty-oriented shows in the world of podcasting. No doubt about it. I mean, our buddy over at, what is it, I can't say his real name, I guess.
Okay, Liberty Radio Underground?
Yeah, the Liberty Radio Underground. Mm-hmm. Citizen X. He's one of them.
Dan Carlin's.
Dan Carlin's Liberty-ish. Then there's Radio Free Liberty. Mm-hmm. There's Stefan Molyneux has a podcast as well.
Isn't there Liberty Cap Talk Live?
Liberty Cap Talk Live is another one. Yep, yep. So there's some good ones out there. I think they're all based out of America. I would guess there's got to be a Liberty show based out of Canada. If not, start one. It's not hard to do in the world of podcasting. But as far as major mainstream media on real radio station transmitters, I don't think so. I mean, there are the hosts that call themselves libertarians, like Neil Bortz, not a libertarian.
Okay. Well,
he may take some libertarian positions, but that doesn't make him a libertarian. And then Glenn Beck, he's not even close to Neil Bortz in his libertarianness. Larry Elder, I think he's one of the more libertarian guys out there, but he lost his syndication gig, so he's only on one transmitter right now, but I guess that counts.
What's the guy who subs for Rush Limbaugh?
Walter Williams, definitely a libertarian, but it's not a regular gig.
Pretty close.
So that's just really... Nah, it doesn't count.
Isn't Stefan Molyneux in Canada, though?
You're right. Thank you for that. Stefan is in Canada. Okay. So there you go. Stefan Molyneux and Free Domain Radio. That's his show. 800-259-9231. You know,
but Stefan doesn't have a small government guy there to rein him in like you
no,
do.
No, he doesn't. In fact,
he doesn't have a small government Ed McMahon.
In fact, Stefan sent me an email the other day pointing out one of his articles that he has written recently, and I took a look at it. It was pretty neat because he's very creative when he writes, and he was basically juxtaposing. To summarize the article, he was painting a picture as though he were at one time in a family full of racists and had gotten away from that. And he was hanging out with some of his, you know, black friends, and they were taking him to task for still seeing his family because, well, you know, whatever, they're his family, and he still felt like he should see them, even though his family were all avowed racists, you know, mm-hmm. members of the Ku Klux Klan. And so they were basically pointing out, well, how could you on one hand say you aren't a racist and you disagree with what racists do and you've rejected it personally, while at the same time still propagating a friendly relationship with people who are avowed racists? And of course he would make excuses like he thought he was getting somewhere, that there had been some progress made over the last couple of decades of, you know, having discussions about race with his family. And then they showed him proof that each member of his family none of them had renounced racism. In fact, they'd all signed up again, or they'd renewed their memberships to the Ku Klux Klan.
It wasn't working.
And they pointed out to him that, hey, you know, you hadn't done anything. You, over all these decades and all your discussions, they haven't changed. Why do you continue to do that? And so they made him, you know, he felt really guilty about it. And then on his way out the door, the guy that was chastising him suggested that he was on his way to a meeting about his son running for office. And those that don't know, Stefan Molyneux is a real hardcore market anarchist kind of a guy. And I don't know if he was suggesting this, but it was sort of the impression that I got. It seemed like he was suggesting that real anarchists shouldn't affiliate with those small government people that want to run for office. You know, like the anarchists that are supporting Ron Paul, for instance. Mm-hmm. The pure anarchists look down on that sort of behavior. It's like that same mentality of, well...
Right. Well, those pure anarchists are getting nothing done. I can tell you that.
And that's my objection.
Such a fringe group, and you know, they're really an anchor around the neck of the liberty movement, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I like Stefan, and I like the things he talks about, but that particular aspect, I happen to disagree with. And we'll talk more about working towards liberty in the system in moments. Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800.
Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. Ask the CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that portal, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything that you purchase. Now, you won't see it when you check out, so it's sort of transparent to you, but trust us, as long as you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. And you can wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anybody who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. And not only did the good folks over at Zero Toys send us the Zero Blaster to test for ourselves, Mark, and we were doing it in the studio the other night at our webcam, which was kind of fun. And it works just as they claim it does. Shoot smoke rings and everything. And I tell you what, I still haven't had to refill that thing.
It just keeps on going and going. It blows a lot of smoke from that thing. And, you know,
one bottle gives you 25,000 smoke
rings. We've got fans going here in the studio, so it doesn't really go 12 feet because, you know, the fans blow the little smoke
rings. Right, you need to have steady air.
But it's pretty cool, and as darker it is, the little LED lights up the ring and...
I love geek stuff, which is why I really like the products that they've got in their catalog. I mean, I was just looking at the first page here. They have the Airzooka, which is that cool thing that if you don't know it's around and someone shoots one of the Airzookas at you, it just kind of catches you off guard, and it's really, really cool. And then they've got the Airzooka combined with the smoke ring, which is interesting. Also, they've got the water ball, which shoots balls of water.
You're like a wad of water. You know, it doesn't have it's not contained in a water balloon or anything.
Right.
It just shoots this. It's kind of like a squirt gun that just shoots this wad of water.
Ball.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They got a little one of those little remote control helicopters that looks like a mosquito.
Right. Right. Yeah. They've got. They've got all kinds of cool geeky stuff in here. I wish I could have the whole catalog.
And supporting.
I don't know what I do it at all.
The advertisers of Free Talk Live is supporting Free Talk Live.
So that's ZeroToys.com. Fun stuff. All right. 800-259-9231. So I had mentioned we were talking just in the last end of the last segment about the anarchists, so-called, the market anarchists that are trying to shun those liberty activists that are interested in doing, well, more inside the system political activities. Now, I must say, I personally don't think as time goes on, I become less and less convinced that it will be possible to change the system from the inside. That's just me personally, from my experiences working and, you know, working on campaigns and that sort of thing. But that doesn't mean that it is impossible. And it also doesn't mean that working within the system is invaluable, or isn't valuable. And to prove that, all you have to do is look at Julia's campaign for city councilor here in Keene, New Hampshire. And it validates, what happened with her campaign validates my belief that I've said on this show many times, is that if you use the system, if you run candidates, you are given free press coverage for your ideas. Now, we didn't have, you know, a lot of press coverage about our ideas, about the ideas of liberty, necessarily.
Well,
but we got a lot of press coverage.
A lot of her ideas. You got press coverage on a national basis, which is what you might be thinking of, but on a local basis, you got a lot of opportunity to talk about the issues and some of the things that Julia thinks.
There were some opportunities for that, yes. Certainly a lot more than we would have gotten if we hadn't run for office, and that's my point. Even in an article that isn't focusing at all on the ideas, which there were a couple of them. I mean, one of the articles was about how the attorney general was going after Julia and threatening her with up to 7 years in prison for offering her paychecks up to taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that article was mostly about. But the fact is, it was still talking about our candidate, and people that went and learned about her would then learn about liberty and freedom and so on and so forth. And so I think it is valuable to use the system to some extent, because people think the system works because
they give some legitimacy to it.
Right. Because people believe the system is legitimate, and I don't agree that it is. I agree with the market anarchist people that it is an inherently violent system. It's wrong to use violence on others. Totally agree, which is why Julia was going to give her paychecks back, because that way she couldn't be accused of accepting stolen money.
Well, Julia was going to give her paychecks back for whatever reason that she was going to give them back, but... You made it sound like she was giving them back because you believe that. That's what it made it sound like.
Well, she can't honestly say that she's for smaller government and then take the stolen money. She can't do that. So that's why she was giving them away.
You can say you're for smaller government. You're just not for no government.
Yeah. Well, she's for no government, too. But anyway, my point here, Mark, is that they're wrong about ostracizing the political guys. You have to understand, I think that there's a place for all kinds of activism, the outside-the-system stuff and the inside-the-system. Because the fact is, you know, Lauren Canario, when she refused to participate with the police when they were arresting her for not showing them her papers,
mm-hmm.
she got some press coverage, for sure. She got coverage.
She was looking for it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily positive, but neither was all of Julia's coverage positive. But the fact is, there's coverage to be available. The coverage available on both sides. There's attention that will be given to both types of activism. And I don't think that some of these people that like to call themselves anarchists are even doing the other kind of activism. I think most of them are just sitting around and having discussions,
yeah,
which doesn't do anything.
In a lot of cases, as bad as 9/11 truthers. I really, you know, they yeah. might talk to people they know about the illegitimacy of government and, you know, how government's violent.
Right.
Sure, but what's that do?
Not a damn thing. So that's all I'm saying here is I think there's a place for all kinds of activism, and I don't think that political activism is undesirable. I think it is desirable because people believe it's legitimate. There are a lot of people who consider themselves inside that system that are allied with one party or the other, and they need to understand that there are other choices out there, which is why the Ron Paul campaign is so valuable, because it's really... I think Ron Paul's campaign is causing people to question, many of them for the first time, their long-held beliefs. You know, you're a Republican or a Democrat usually because mom and dad were Republicans and Democrats. For no other real rational, there's no real rational basis beyond just that's the way you thought you were supposed to be.
It's true. Most people are sort of ethnically Democrat and ethnically Republican. Getting back to the political small government people versus the market anarchists that don't participate in the dirty system is... You know, here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, there's some disagreement.
Wait a minute. Before you go on, I'm specifically talking about the ones that badmouth the political people, because there are those that don't participate, but at the same time aren't anti the political guys. They
right.
just don't participate. So there's a difference there. There are those that don't participate and do things on their own, and then there are those that are just the loudmouths that say, well, yeah, shouldn't be hanging around with those guys. Go ahead.
Understood. But, you know, to some extent, there's complaints on the side of the people that do sort of the activism, that the political people, you know, they make a lot of noise, and when we do something, they're not getting, you know, they're not going out there and doing anything, like with the Lauren Canario situation. She didn't get support from a lot of the political people. But I think a lot of the political people, when they talk to, you know, market anarchist types that choose not to vote and participate and that kind of thing, they don't feel supported either. Like, there's a real schism there.
Yeah,
and I think that one of the ways to heal that schism would be for people that choose not to vote to say, okay, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul because I'm going to support you guys. And
clearly there are a number of them who are. I mean, Ron Paul's getting up on the stage thanking anarchists. And I've used the term anarchist so much, I feel like I must point out to those that are new to the term or have heard it used in nasty connotations before, we're not talking about the bomb-throwing anarchists. We're not talking about the guys that dress in black and they're wearing balaclavas and throwing Molotov cocktails and destroying storefront windows.
Those are just terrorists.
Right. Those exactly. But they call them, those people call themselves anarchists, and that's
and the
that's
media
problematic.
Calls them anarchists.
Right. And it's problematic. It's given anarchists a bad name. Anarchists that we're talking about are the ones that just want to get rid of the government.
They feel that it's immoral. These are people.
Right.
Anarchists generally are coming from a moral standpoint.
And they want to interact.
I am not one.
On a voluntary basis. I could be described as it, but I don't like the term, because I think also the term anarchy connotates a lack of rules, and I support rules. I like the idea of having rules. There are rules in my house, you know. You should be able to set rules on private property, so I'm all in favor of that, and I think using the term anarchy confuses. But nonetheless, I find it very interesting that someone like Ron Paul would throw out a thanks to the anarchists that are supporting him. Very interesting. So maybe things aren't as bad with that word as I thought they were. Nonetheless, I prefer to call myself a free marketeer.
I don't like the word either, personally. I think you have to work against a long litany of history behind the word, and there's just amazing.
Absolutely. We're going to go unscreened. Call coming in on the amp line. You're on with seconds left. What's on your mind?
Hey, just talking about, I wanted to talk about what you guys are talking about.
Okay, you've got like 20 seconds, so do it.
Oh, Mark just mentioned it, but it's a moral issue for a lot of anarchists. So saying, they should vote for Ron Paul to support the political guys is, I don't think that's fair.
Wish we had more time to discuss that, Dale. Call in maybe tomorrow night at the top of the show. That way you and Mark can get into it. Thanks, dude. We are out of time for now, but Dale doesn't think it's fair. Hopefully he'll call back on that.
Yeah.
It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you